In the story, who represents God? The woman does. The Bible says God is not male or female. He's made us male and female in his image and likeness. But here, God bestows some particular dignity on the women. He shows us in this story that he includes women in his instruction for our example. Luke's gospel includes more women than any other gospel. The women that Luke includes tend to be some very godly, wonderful, sweet, helpful women, as well as some women who are tormented and suffering, whom Jesus heals and delivers. And the truth is, in Luke's gospel, the women aren't really the problem. It tends to be the religious men who are the real problem. We see that the women tend to gravitate toward Jesus, and the religious people tend to fight with him. And here we see Jesus using a woman as an example to encourage all women. And he says that God here is like this woman, and that we therefore are like what? The lost coin that God is searching for, that God is committed to, that God is devoted to finding. Every time you take out change, currency, I want you to remember, I'm like a lost coin. Every time you drop a coin and go to pick it up, remember Jesus' words. God treats you like you treat that coin. As you pick it up, remember, that's how God saves you. That's how God saves me. That's how God saves us. And some would say, oh, you need to find God. You don't need to find God any more than the coin needs to find the woman. You can't find God any more than the coin finds the woman. It would be a very foolish coin who was boasting to all the other coins, yeah, I pick myself up, flip myself back up off the floor into the purse. The other coins would say, that's not how that works. We were there. She picked you up. That's how salvation works. We sin. We're spiritually dead. We don't save ourselves. We don't know God. We don't pursue God. God knows us. God pursues us. God literally in Jesus Christ, he picks us up because he cares about us. And some of us he's been looking for a really long time, but he doesn't give up his search. God never gives up his search for his people. He searches until he finds them. That's the big idea of the story. And when God finds his people, how does he feel? Joyful. Really joyful. You need to know that God is happy when we repent. Here's what it says, verse 10. Jesus says, there's no higher authority than his. There is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, some of you may have heard this almost accurately. Some of you have been told, oh, when someone repents of sin, when someone turns to trust in Christ, when someone becomes a Christian, the angels rejoice in the presence of God. Have you heard that? It's not quite accurate. We just read, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels when a sinner repents. That is to become a Christian, grow as a Christian, mature as a Christian. Any sin that we repent of, God throws a party about. God rejoices. God is glad. God shouts in gladness. And it's in the presence of the angels, so the angels watch. See, normally, it is the angels who are rejoicing in the presence of God. They're honoring, worshiping, glorifying God. And when we repent, as sinful as we are, God rejoices. And all of the angels, as it were, perhaps they're even silenced for a moment, and God explodes in enthusiastic joy. Some of you have struggled to repent of sin. Some of you have resisted repenting of sin. Some of you are religious and you strain to repent of sin, to say things like, I was wrong and I am sorry and God and people, please forgive me. And some of you would wonder, if I come to God and tell him what I've done, how would he respond? Well, I'll tell you two things. Number one, he already knows. Let me just get that off. You say, I can't tell God. What will he think? It's not like you're going to go to God and say, here's what he's like. You're kidding me. You're kidding me. I took a nap. I missed it. I had no idea. No, he knows. And number two, he rejoices in our repentance. He rejoices in our repentance. So we should rejoice in our repentance, and we should rejoice in the repentance of others.